Beginning of Daven Sefes Chagiga Daf Chav Beis Beginning of an Alva Getting Tais Masla Beginning of the Gemara Ma'ayik Ben Rabba Le Rabbi. What's the difference between these two different interpretations? If the halacha of not being Teva Klipa Teva Klipa Kachim is a din in Chatzita or is a din in the Erev of Nikvais? Tais says Kashul Ma'ayik is difficult to my teacher. What do you mean? Such a question? It can be Ayik too. There's many differences between them, because you have, for example, Kli Chitzin of the outer vessel Kish Hitzol Kli B'Teva Kli. When you table the one kli and the other kli, so the mandal according to Rabbil to Rabbil who says is chazitza, so shach b'mechitza b'benimi, that would be a relevancy of between the inner and the outer vessel. Mandal mukim b'shem gizeh, but one who says is like Rabbil that gizeh shem b'fek shvesu net, because you're not going to have an opening of the outer vessel like the tube of the flask. Like the mixed b'benimi, that's only concerned with the inner one, because the b'chizin like the mixed, but the outer one is no such thing. The chol and tar, and all situations can be tar. And b'chok mashma kaman tzotu digmar later in sounds like this idea. Hanim ilukli tar. When we say this halacha that the you can have this problem klip to kli when the outer one is tar. I'm klip tami, but if it's tami, mig behind three lachitzin, since it does help for the outer one. So you see that no matter what it is, the outer one's always going to work. And you only need it when it's tummy. So how the pnim is going to help the inner one? So what's the Gemara's question? So Batizel Rebbe Chanan, the answer is the masnik mechitz and tar pnim and tummy. That actually our Mishnah's case is specifically when the outer one is tar and the inner one is tummy. So if so, that wouldn't be a relevancy of in the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the outer one being chatzitzer, because we're not purifying the outer one. So actually, the wording of the Mishnah sounds like this when it says that you could immerse a vessel in the vessel, because if both were tum, needed to table them both, you would say the halasha of matfil and kelim. But kli b'tel kli sounds like it's only the inner one that needs. So therefore, it wouldn't be applicable regarding the outer one. The reasoning of the kredush kli, because the heaviness of the inner vessel regarding the outer one, because the outer one is tar. Actually explains like this shortly in the Gemara. The comment that he said, when we say this halacha that anyone's going to remain tar, tamei is b'chli tar is when the outer one is tar. And like we're saying, because the outer one is tar. Now, where did Rabbi get this from? Because behind Mastin, because that's the case of the Mishnah. Like we said, the wording of kli b'tar kli sounds like that. The Matuk Malachi is talking about where the outer one is tar and only the inner one is tamei. Now, me Rashi b'fash b'mastin, but actually Rashi explains in the Mishnah that when he says matpil and kli b'tar kli, that regarding immersing one vessel in another vessel, said b'shnei mitamei when they're both tamei, which says v'linyer, this does not seem to be correct, because afilu b'kli she'im b'pivish k'shvez anoid, because even if you have a vessel that it doesn't have that of k'shvez anoid, it's not true if they're both tamei. Then behind the shop, actually it would be effective, as the Gemara says, the migdus haklichitz, and since it's effective for the outer one, so it's going to help for the inner one. But since this is a hashlofi svarish Rashi, but according to the logic of Rashi that I mentioned to with both are tummy, so then you could have said that as enough community between Ravila and Rava, as Taisa was asking. So he says, Iklamen, what you could say is that the Muslim you could say, Hachi ikke benayu chitzen. Truth is, we could have said that that's a ramification between their interpretations as relates to the other one. Ella, but, so why is the Gemara asking? Because Karech the Ter, the Gemara prefers that of which is talking about heterim. The Ashkech Apepneim is Solka Tefillah. Like we find that even for the inner one, the Tefillah is going to be effective. That's the case that the Gemara ends up bringing. Salbuk Agusni, that according to Rav is going to help because it's not applicable such a gezerah, and that's enough between the between them, and that's not differentiating between the inner and the outer one. Whereas twice the question that it wants to say that would have been enough Gemina. That would have been about what's not working, and therefore. The Gemara asks it because Koyich Leter on the plate. The next test not the Gemara. The Gemara Abishol Omer. He says Letruma v'chulu. But this heter of Sabuk Agusni is only for truma and not for kachma. So I said, Sarkin, one has to look at this because Amayla shouldn't be obedful. Why wouldn't then it be permitted after the fact of when titled? And because it's if it's only Amayla v'alma and the tefillin come above, and the wording of what it sounds like that even after the fact that would be problematic by kachma. Tesla wants to know why would that be. The next test not to begin with the Gemara. Shalei boyin the bama la'atzma b'sarim par la'atzma. They were concerned that they shouldn't just go build their own private altar and burn their own paradigma for themselves. And the reason is because the halakach neman ama'aretz al shmirasa. Because regarding those things, the ama'aretz actually is believed regarding its protection, which those are things which are very chamer. And therefore, he's going to go out and do it himself. And everyone's believed regarding the Shemira. of the Paradim for that reason. Therefore, we don't want them to say, you know what, we're done with this, we're doing it ourselves. Direct says, Master Begin with Gemara, let me cabin minayim, that we don't accept from them, which is Machlekes Tosfos and Rashi, what's the reason why we don't, and what's the difference when it's done in Yom Tov, when we do accept from them, and how that relates to after the regal. Rashi explains, the Bashasa Gita is Neman, at the time of the wine press, they're believed, and the reason is, Lefisha Chavein Matar and Kelein, because Tamil Chacham, they're the ones who purify their vessels at that time. But when the wine and the olive press, the season is finished, I mean, then we say they're not believed. And also, not during the press, and therefore we don't accept it from them. Taisa says, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Pesach, Bechavitoi, Lohitiroi, if someone opened up the barrel on Yom Tov, Reb Yehuda does not permit them to finish selling it after the Yom Tov. Unless, because the reason, because, oh, if we don't let him at the end, he's not going to open it in the beginning. Now, but them are you term din benefits like Rashi that they're really pure because the chaver was matarid. So the lavochin amnistudi. So then even without that spar should be permitted. The mashma of Teisra. It sounds like the chaver of Yehuda that they disagree if you could finish after Yom Tov or not is specifically after the Yom Tov because shav matarid and kol yimayse regel chud. They hold the same that they're tar of all the days of Yom Tov and not afterwards. So obviously. That this at the Torah and Yom Tov is not Maker Adin, the way Rashi says. Chemash Mishas, look to think about later on the Chavim Manav, sounds like this when it says, Kol Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Kiyash, Echad Chavim. All the Jewish people, like one person, like friends, that Nasu Kulm Chavim Benegel, that they become all Chavim and Yom Tov, but Chemash B'Desef B'Sefer, so it sounds like B'Desef B'Sefer, that it's during the Shas Adegel. But that's like a distinct heter, and not because it's actually done in the appropriate way. So who is it like that we currently accept with testimony from an Amoritz? Could it be AC? Is it could be AC? Because he's the one that says that we don't want to turn them off because of Ava. Rabbi Luchan Oim says the Kamal could be AC. We really could be AC. Because Shin Leiva, we are concerned for Ava. The Vikach Mazamnin, Nashav Bechol Amoritz, and therefore we can make Zimun with all Amoritzim, even those that are suspect that... that generally we don't have this halacha, but because of Eva we do, as Tosfos says, Afikam damin brachos all the Gemara says brachos damin zayim bezim zam nal ma'aretz. You don't have zimu with ma'aretz. Pekam ram nashu petach libe la'aretz zam nalim or alav because they didn't know if he's a tamu chacham. But today they were concerned with Eva, so I would make. And Varim Efarish explains he says anyway the reason is because he says actually it's not because of Eva. He says to the contrary it's because no one could really presume themselves to be a Tamal Chacham Shleizam Alam Arutz to not make Zimu with Alam Arutz and Biyot Little he doesn't have that opportunity to just do that and we don't treat ourselves to Tamal Chacham regarding this and therefore someone wants to join Alam Arutz for Zimun he's not allowed to push them away. Next says Master begins to more nichlish l'shael, which should be concerned for borrowing. So he says you have to look into this. My sulket aitach leimakshav. What was the this entertainment of the questioner that he wanted that we should be machma and not toibel klibetech libetruma because Mivna Amaretz is going to do this and zigmechatzitza and it's going to remain tome and we're going to borrow it. The Gemara says, oh, don't worry, we table it. Sounds like that the questioner understood that when you borrow, you don't have to table it. So Tosfos says, well, pshita by tefillah, of course you need to have tefillah. And not even for this halacha of truma that you have to table, but in all situations, mishum magam aretz, because the dam aretz touches it, which the Gemara said on Daf Yud Ches, that of course you have to table. So Tosfos wonders, what was the habamina of the questioner?